This is the Puppy Training Podcast, episode number 116, Body Sensitivity. This podcast is designed to help you on your journey of becoming best friends through love and learning as you train your own dog from home. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. This is the Puppy Training Podcast, and I'm your host, Amy Jensen. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Puppy Training Podcast. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you being here today. We want to talk about dogs and body sensitivity. Sometimes you might notice that your dog is a little more sensitive. So today I have my trainer, Michelle Riley, with me. Thanks, Michelle, for joining me to talk about this today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First of all, before we get into body sensitivity, I'm just curious what you've been up to lately.
Yeah, so I've been very busy at my house. I am a service dog trainer for Good Dog Service Canines. So I currently have 3 puppies that I'm training to become service dogs, which is pretty neat. But I've got a full house with 3 puppies under the age of 1. So it can get to be loud in my house on occasion, but thankfully I live on an acre and a half, so they have plenty of room to run around.
Okay, so I'm imagining these puppies all under a year old. I would just be curious, and maybe for our listeners that they might be curious, how do you manage the day?
There are baby gates everywhere. We have lots of structure where thankfully I've had 2 of them since they were 8 weeks old. So they kind of have understood our routine and our schedule since I got them. And so thankfully when we just added the 3rd in, he kind of just had to learn to go with our routine and patterns, but lots of mental stimulation, lots of opportunities to take naps and focus on that. And then I constantly have treats on me around me if they start to get a little overstimulated in order to kind of break things up, settle everyone down, and then I let them play, but calmly. So
I like that you pointed out those 2 words, routine and structure. I think those are 2 very important concepts when it comes to raising puppies.
Definitely. Especially with adolescent age things. I find that a lot of the times I talk about going back to treating them like they're 8 weeks old sometimes. And I feel like each one goes through a different pattern where I get out of adolescence with one of them and then the other one starts teething or vice versa. So it's kind of a roller coaster with all of them to really practice some of those behaviors. So.
Yeah. And that other word, pattern, is a big one. Puppies, you know, dogs love patterns and they pick up on patterns quickly. So like you said, when you added your 3rd puppy, they just had to learn the pattern, right?
Yes. Yep. They just kind of had to come in. And if he struggled with something, it was kind of nice because the other 2 already knew what they were doing. So he just kind of followed suit with, I'm big on monkey see, monkey do. I've got a 13-year-old lab who runs the whole house. She's the queen bee. And she knows the routines and patterns. And so she teaches the puppies and the puppies teaches the puppies. So it's nice to have that. As I kind of stated earlier, I work for a company called Good Dog Service Canines. We train service dogs, majority labs and golden retrievers and the occasional doodle for kiddos who have autism, Down syndrome, and other similar diagnosis. So it's a really neat program that we work for where we train dogs from 8 weeks old to about 2 to become service dogs for those kiddos. And so that's kind of why we have an influx of people who are fundraising right now that need dogs. We just don't have a lot of people to raise them. So that is why I decided to take on a 3rd instead of my normal 2. But it's a really neat program and something you should check out. It's gooddogservicecanines.org.
Yeah, thank you. We love that organization. And that's who I've worked for as well and trained some doodles for them. And it's just a fun, rewarding opportunity. So if any of you are interested in getting started with that or being a volunteer puppy raiser, if that sounds interesting to you, reach out to us and we can get you connected with them.
Yes, please.
Okay, well, let's talk about body sensitivity. Will you explain, first of all, Michelle, what it is?
Yeah. So just like with some humans, dogs can be more sensitive to touch than others. This can kind of look like avoiding being pet. You know, sometimes with the dogs that have pointy ears, they have a tendency to not like to be touched between their ears. This can be pulling their feet away when they touch them, nipping at us while we're trying to groom them, or not necessarily enjoying being picked up all the time. So more recently, I've actually at least once a week, I have a phone call with a client who's been really struggling with their pup, either just being regularly pet or pups that are being picked up. And I found that especially with the mini breeds, we have a tendency to just pick up our puppies a lot. to stop them from doing behaviors we don't want them to, or to kind of just control the outcome for ourselves. This can also be something when they're overstimulated, we just want them to stop. And so I find that then dogs have a tendency, if that becomes the case, to try to nip us when we try to move them, they'll growl at us or yawn or lip lick or things like that when they're uncomfortable and people don't understand why. This also can come up with bath time, nail trimming and brushing and different grooming settings as well.
Yeah, that's a good point to bring up. I think a lot of times we have the idea that this puppy is a stuffed animal and I can just scoop it up whenever I want and tote it around. I know especially with kids, they tend to think that that will be the case. And so we do start to see some signs of the dogs trying to communicate to us, right? Those things you mentioned of the head turning or the licking or the lip licking and the shake off, they're trying to calm themselves down, but they're also trying to tell us, hey, you know, I don't really want you to come any closer. You know, if you see those ears pinned or they're starting to lean backwards in their posture and that type of thing. So I think it's important to realize that your dog's trying to communicate something to us. We need to know what that means and to listen to them. So how do we help a dog, Michelle, who is showing signs of body sensitivity? How do we help them overcome that?
My first question I always ask is, if your puppy weighed 75 pounds, would you pick them up for the reasons you're picking your puppy up now? If the answer is no, what other ways can we help our pups make the right decision or give them an alternative behavior? For example, I get the question, my puppy is sleeping on the couch, and when it's time for him or her to go to bed, I go to pick them up and they growl or even try to bite me when I move them. My first thought is, can we train our puppies to give them an off cue? Can we show them a treat first and get them excited before we approach them? Can we work on letting them know we're going to pick them up by saying up, or another option if they're too young to jump off the couch, different things like that. So we can really work on a consent opportunity and an opportunity to use our words instead of just moving them because it's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, I always find when I give the dog a choice in the matter that they're more cooperative.
Definitely. And there's so many great opportunities nowadays with the idea of cooperative care and how to take things so slowly and nicely to really work on some of these behaviors, especially if you are struggling with grooming or that kind of thing, that we can really kind of help you through those behaviors.
Yeah. Baxter, the past couple of weeks, has figured out his own cue when grooming. So when I go to brush him or I pick up his paws or some of the things he's a little bit body sensitive about. If I'm brushing his back, for example, he'll just pick up his paw. He'll like lift his paw. And so I've started pausing. When he lifts up his paw, I just kind of pause and wait, let him sniff the brush a little bit. And then he'll set his foot back down. We continue. And then he'll pick up his paw a little bit. Like, I want you to slow down. So it's just interesting if you take time and maybe take a step backwards and just see what your dog's trying to communicate to you. If they know we're listening to them, I find that they are more cooperative.
Definitely. And then I find too that we can make things more enjoyable for each other as well. So like going to bed is so much fun for my dogs at nighttime because they get an awesome treat. I say the magic word, you know, they all go in their kennels, all these different things, and we can make it a routine again and part of a fun process where they get something good out of it as well.
Yeah. They recognize that pattern of, oh, going to bed is this fun routine that we do.
Yes, my oldest puppy, he's about to turn one next week. About 9:30, usually we can't find him, and he's already tucked in his kennel with the door open. And he's, as soon as I let the other two young ones out, and he's waiting there ready for his treat to go to bed. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I've taught Baxter a few social cues as well. Just any little cue that you can teach or a word that you can teach your dog so they know what's about to happen, I think can help. I mean, this isn't on the topic of body sensitivity, but Baxter alert barks when people come into my yard, and we have puppy play dates regularly. So I've just started coining the phrase, friends, your friends are coming. And he perks right up like, oh, my friends are coming. And he gets excited and he's happy. And then he sees them arrive. And now instead of barking at them, like, oh, I'm on guard, he's like, it's my friends, they're here. So I love that idea of giving them some of these cues. You know, hey, it's time for bed, or it's time to get off the sofa, or it's time to do grooming, that they just can be prepped for that.
Yeah. And that way we can pair it with something fun and exciting too.
Yeah. I love that. Are there things, Michelle, we can do with young puppies to help prevent body sensitivity?
Yeah, so slow introductions to all kinds of grooming things, you know, everything from the Dremel to the blow dryer to brushes to even asking your groomer if you can have some happy visits before their initial grooming. I think those are great options to kind of take it slowly in order to have her pups be successful with those items. And really, truly, every day when I first get a puppy, I'll just show them the Dremel, or I'll turn the noise on, I'll show them the brush, the toothbrush, all these different tools, so we can have them be excited about it because they get peanut butter every time they see it, or they get an awesome treat with it. So we can just kind of make it something that is enjoyable for them and for us.
I think the hardest part of that is taking the time and being patient enough to introduce it slowly to our dogs. I know that, you know, I'm an impatient person at times and I just want to get those nails trimmed, or I just want to get, you know, those teeth brushed. But I guarantee from experience that the more slowly you take it with these puppies, you know, one tooth a day, one nail a day, and making it a super positive experience, you get to the point where, okay, they'll let you trim their nails, or okay, they'll let you brush their teeth.
Yeah. And the other thing with, you know, picking them up and carrying them too, is if we can really work on showing them where the door is to go potty outside, to showing them to go to a toy that they want to, instead of picking them up and taking them away from biting us, or giving them the options to make the right choices, they start to make those right choices and connect them with the things we want them to do instead of just being frustrated with each other.
So good. Well, thank you, Michelle, for joining us today and talking about body sensitivity. I really appreciate it and your expertise.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, have a good rest of your week. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully you picked up a little tidbit here or there of something that will help you with your own dog. And we'll talk to you soon. Happy training.
If you have a question about anything you heard on this podcast or any other puppy training question, visit my site, BaxterandBella.com, to contact me.